This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says yesterday's riot at the U.S. Capitol should remind Congress to work together to restore Americans' faith in their system of government.
I think we all have to do the best we can. We all have to fight for this democracy. I mean, I think it's now very clear to us that, you know, we may have thought we were immune from the kinds of tyrannies that you see in other places. We're not immune from that.
Bennett joined all of Colorado's Democrats and one Republican to oppose challenges against three states' electoral college votes. The man leading the state's task force on vaccine distribution says Colorado may face a shortage by next week. So far, Colorado has gotten significantly more doses than it's been able to get into people's arms. But Brigadier General Scott Sherman says hospital systems and clinics are quickly ramping up scheduling for vaccines.
We're getting to a point where we'll be begging Operation Warp Speed for more vaccine, and we will have to limit the amount of doses that we give to spread it around to the state.
This comes as Colorado has expanded the pool of people eligible to get vaccines early, including those 70 and over. The number of unemployment claims nearly doubled during the first week of January compared to the week prior. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
The latest report from Colorado's Labor Department shows more than 41,000 people filed a regular initial unemployment claim last week. That number was at about 25,000 at the end of 2020. The department says the spike in claims could be because of seasonal filings, reopened claims, or a new quarter. It's also possible for some claims to be fraud related to the CARES Act benefits ending. The state paid more than $45 million in benefits last week. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, President-elect Joe Biden announced the team he wants to lead the Justice Department today. It has its work cut out, including dealing with the aftermath of the violence on Capitol Hill yesterday. And federal guidelines say school personnel and child care workers should receive the COVID vaccine at the same time as frontline workers. Those stories are next on All Things Considered, here on CPR News.
Support for